These are tiny droplets of the order of 10, 50 microns. Of course, the one I saw was 1,000 microns, a millimeter across. So you get all sizes. And you
doesn't
get the
that tend to take some type of gaseous injection during the formation that's spewing these out? I mean, even if you saw steel brought to a melting point, you know, in a foundry, you normally don't see huge spews of little circular globulets flying out. I mean, does that fit in with the explosive reaction?
Well, it does. Let me point this out. With thermate, you can tailor this stuff. Ultrafine is explosive, and then you get lots of little droplets. What we found is we used fine powders of aluminum and iron oxide. We added potassium permanganate, and that gave us a lot of droplets in the air, too. So let me mention one other thing we did recently, Alex. And, you know, things are just coming along so rapidly. If you take ordinary thermite, then you get molten steel at a white hot temperature over 2700 Fahrenheit, and it flows. And I've got a picture of this. And then if you let it drop on sand, typically is what we do in our demos here, you can pick up the white, yellow, white hot iron, the residue, with tongs because, I mean, it solidifies at around 2700 Fahrenheit. Now, the next thing we did then is to add sulfur. I said, let's add a lot of sulfur. We put about 15% sulfur in with the thermite. Now it becomes thermate. And just as expected, this stuff stays liquid. So even at orange hot temperature, it's still liquid. Now that's a very important point because I've had, well, for instance, Judy Wood, you know, said, well, how could you get the iron to flow at orange hot? The answer is with sulfur added. It's a good question. But you know, there is an answer. And the answer is that when sulfur is added to iron, it makes a eutectic and it flows.
And by the way, you have this confirmed by FEMA in this report saying they had very unusual sulfidation.
That's exactly right. Good point, Alex. I like to bring that in, too. WPI did a measurement on the steel. They found sulfidation, high temperature sulfidation, and they couldn't explain where that sulfur came from.